most auspicious occasion of the observance of a Govardhan Puja. I chose one particular verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that gives a precise summary of Govardhan Puja by Srila Prabhupada. The verses are in relation to Srila Madhavendra Puri's devotional service, and he is the, you could say, the presiding acharya for Giriraj, which is our famous deity in Nathadwara known as Sri Naji. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya
Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhya Leela, chapter 4, entitled Shri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service. And we are at the text number 86. Dekhiya Purira Prabhava Loke Chamatkara Purva Anakuta Yena Aila Saksatkara. You can repeat the translation, some words at a time after me. And purport is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Seeing the influence of Madhavendra Puri,
all the people
gathered there
were struck
with wonder.
They saw
that the Anakut ceremony, which had been performed
before
during the time of Krishna, was now taking place
again
by the mercy
of
Sri Madhavendra Puri. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very wonderful summary, just a page. Formerly, at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, all the cowherd men of Vrindavan had arranged to worship King Indra. But they gave this worship up, following the advice of Krishna. Instead, they performed a ceremony whereby they worshipped the cows, brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill. At that time, Krishna expanded himself and declared, "I am Govardhan Hill." In this way, he accepted all the paraphernalia and food offered to Govardhan Hill. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 24, text 26, and then text 31 to 33. Pachyantam vivida paka supanta payasadaya samya vapupa shaskulya sarvadohaschagri yatam kalatmana bhagavata sakradarpam jighamsata proktam nishamya nandaya sadva gri nantatad vacha tata chavyatadu sarvam yataha madhu sudana vachayitva svastya yaman tad dravyena giri dvijan uparicha balin sarva adritta yavasam gavam Godanani puraskritya girim chakru pradakshinam. Quote, I prepare very nice foods of all descriptions from the grains and ghee collected for the yajna. Prepare rice, dal, then halava, pakora, puri, and all kinds of milk preparations, like sweet rice, sweet balls, sandesh, rasagulla, and laddu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, therefore advised the cowherd men to stop the Indra Yajna and begin the Govardhan Puja to chastise Indra, who was very much puffed up at being the supreme controller of the heavenly planets. The honest and simple cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, accepted Krishna's proposal and executed in detail everything he advised. They performed Govardhan worship and circumambulation of the hill according to the instruction of Lord Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men called in learned brahmanas and began to worship Govardhan Hill by chanting Vedic hymns and offering prasadam. The inhabitants of Vrindavan assembled together, decorated the cows and gave them grass. Keeping the cows in front, they began to circumambulate Govardhan Hill. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobistam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam Tadati swapadantikam vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanabhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shripad Madhavendra Puri is noted in the Gaur Gonadas Dipika as the form of the root of the Kalpavriksha tree in all of the Kalpavriksha trees in Vrajmandala. So that means he can fulfill all desires and aspiring spiritual desires of every devotee. So in this verse, it is stated wonderfully that the Anakut ceremony, which is today, is being performed and is taking place by the mercy of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And we are so fortunate to be connected to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is also coming in the same line of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And we can safely conclude in terms of understanding this similar verse that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are able to speak and we are able to discuss and we are able to also observe and relish this most wonderful festival of Anakut and Govardhan Puja today. We are aware that without Srila Prabhupada coming into our lives, we would be suffering out there somewhere, doing something that's quite abominable, you know, in that way. Now, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day is approaching soon, which is 2 to 3 days away, depends on the tithi of when it falls. But actually, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day came just after 2 days also in Govardhan Puja in 1977 on November 14th in the holy land of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Prior to that, several days before Srila Prabhupada's winding up his Prakat Leela, in a sense, and exhibiting the disappearance pastime, he expressed his desire, you know, because Govardhan Puja was coming. Govardhan Puja was coming. So he expressed his desire to his leading disciples that, look, I want to go to Govardhan and celebrate Govardhan Puja there. Like that. And then they asked Srila Prabhupada, why? He said, because I want to be with the residents of Vrindavan. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they gather around Govardhan Hill to celebrate Anakut ceremony and worship Govardhan Hill. So please let me go there. So one disciple, when he heard that through one of the leaders who Prabhupada was expressing his desire to, it was an indication that actually Srila Prabhupada wants to enter into Krishna Leela again. Because he wants to go to Govardhan to celebrate Govardhan Puja with the residents of Vrindavan. Everyone gathers at that time. Yeah. So then he expressed concern that Srila Prabhupada wants to leave us and enter into Krishna Leela by expressing such a desire. Because Govardhan Puja was approaching prior to him leaving this planet. Yeah. So one of the other leading devotees expressed this to Srila Prabhupada. Is it that you want to go to Govardhan Puja at Govardhan and be with the residents of Vrindavan, whereas normally we celebrate Govardhan Puja in all of our ISKCON temples, including in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. So why have you expressed such a desire? So Srila Prabhupada remained very silent and didn't respond. Very grave and silent and doesn't respond. And Srila Prabhupada, sort of in his own internal consciousness, the devotees were trying to figure out that consciousness, that okay, eventually we knew as the pastime will unfold that he didn't really go and he actually celebrated Govardhan Puja in Krishna Balaram Mandir, still being in his room, but hearing the celebrations going on in the courtyard of Krishna Balaram Mandir. And another disciple, knowing this about Srila Prabhupada, thought, why does Srila Prabhupada want to go to Govardhan Hill to celebrate Govardhan Puja? You know, are we, his disciples, you know, and followers, like not good enough for him to be with him to celebrate Govardhan Puja here in Krishna Balaram Mandir? You know, these thoughts were going on with various devotees like that. Then one disciple, like you know, in a very innocent and naive way, approached Srila Prabhupada. Very innocent and naive way. Didn't mean to, you know, put Srila Prabhupada in some anxiety about his quest, like that. Because these thoughts were going around. So then he asked Srila Prabhupada, is it true that you want to leave early and therefore go to Govardhan, you know? And we all are aware that if you go to Govardhan in this state, that you're completely, you know, bedridden. You cannot move. We have to carry you. We have to put cushions. And then you want to go on a bullock cart at that. You know? And it's very uncomfortable. It's going to jostle you. It's going to jolt you. And when you move in these uneven surfaces, we don't know what's going to happen. So it seems like you want to go there to depart. Yeah. So why not here? I mean, what's wrong with us? Is it like when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this planet that he was completely disgusted with his disciples and therefore he left early? They were desperate to say anything to Srila Prabhupada to keep Srila Prabhupada with them. See, they were desperate like that. So then Srila Prabhupada replied, no. It is not like my Guru Maharaj was disgusted with his disciples and decided to leave early and went back to Golok. It is not like that. Then Srila Prabhupada very softly said, and they tried to catch his words. He said, in fact, all of you are the best association for me. And I will never leave you, and you will never leave me. So I will decide to stay and celebrate Govardhan Puja in our Krishna Balaram campus. Of course, he couldn't move, but he fulfilled their desire. And then some devotees recalled some years earlier when the Krishna Balaram temple opened in 1975 for Ram Nomi. Yeah. After that, some disciples were with Srila Prabhupada in the room. And then Srila Prabhupada commented after the grand opening of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. He said, the whole of Vraj Mandala is in these four walls of our campus. You don't need to go anywhere outside. Like that. In this Krishna Balaram Mandir campus. And there was one glorious devotee, most glorious devotee, like that. When I was serving as the president of Krishna Balaram Mandir, I had occasion to associate with him very intimately. And his name is His Grace Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. Everyone remembers him? The head cook. Yes, most glorious devotee, like that. So he never ever left the Krishna Balaram Mandir in all of his years of service. He said, Srila Prabhupada said this, and I find everything here. Everything here. Yes. Everything here. So that is so important for us. Then we continue with that particular pastime. As soon as Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire, the disciples were divided into two opinions. Like that. One opinion that Srila Prabhupada's condition was too delicate and fragile, and that he would never bear the journey, so he definitely will give up his life, not only reaching Govardhan, but he will give up his life on his way there, practically like that. And another opinion was, that opinion was headed up by Tamal Krishna Goswami. This other opinion was headed up by Lokanath Goswami, or Lokanath Swami. Because Prabhupada specifically said, you are expert in Padayatra, get the bullock cart. You know? And this other opinion was, you know, why should we tell our spiritual master what to do? We should fulfill his desire. Srila Prabhupada is our spiritual master. And we cannot understand the consciousness of the spiritual master. Our duty is to simply obey his instruction without question and with faith and take him to Govardhan. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada is lying on this bed. Like that. He didn't have the strength or even the power or potency to even sit up. You know, what to speak of moving. So he just lay in his on his bed, and as often, you know, throughout this time, you know, up till the very end, he asked different devotees, okay, there is some debate about this with two different teams of my disciples. Now what's your opinions? And different devotees gave different views like that. But Srila Prabhupada, he remained adamant. And he said, Lokanath Maharaj, prepare the bullock cart. He remained adamant, prepare the bullock cart. Like that. And despite after this discussion in Srila Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada was adamant, I am going to Govardhan. I am going to Govardhan, prepare the bullock cart. Like that. And those devotees, edited by Tamal Krishna Goswami, they felt, no, Srila Prabhupada is too sick. Yeah. To travel. And they all became very, very, very upset with Lokanath Swami and his group. And outside they were arguing, they were fighting. Look, you know, you disobey Srila Prabhupada's order. You can tell him you disobey his order. You know, and Lokanath Swami, no, no, this is Guru Avagya. I cannot disobey his order. You know, like that, yeah. You know, and they could not really tolerate, headed up by Tamal Krishna Goswami, they could not tolerate the idea of Srila Prabhupada making this trip in such a delicate condition. And one devotee started crying. You know, and he said, yes, I've seen Srila Prabhupada. Practically, he has no flesh in his body. And he's hardly drinking even water. Like that. You know, there's no protection over his body. So, you know, this is not right. Like that. So they said, even if the devotees put a lot of mattresses and so forth on the bullock cart, Srila Prabhupada's condition is too delicate and he will feel pain. They already feeling the pain that Srila Prabhupada would feel even before he could travel on that. Feeling so much pain. You know, the devotees like that. So they became adamant. And then they all went to Srila Prabhupada's side. Like that. In a sense of confusion, at the same time, out of such deep love for Srila Prabhupada. Like that. And the feelings were very strong, very, very strong on both sides. Like that. So then, there was only 2 days left before Govardhan Puja at that time. And Srila Prabhupada was still saying, I want to go to Govardhan Hill and be with the residents of Vrindavan. And then the devotees became even more scared and even more fearful and like so much anxiousness, so much of anxiety entered the devotees' consciousness. You know, this reminds me of all the feelings that are actually, you know, exhibited by the residents of Vrindavan in relationship to Krishna that's so wonderfully described in the later chapters of Nectar of Devotion. Anxiety and so forth. So finally, the day before Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada's favorite godbrother, Niskinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj came to visit him. Like that. And His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was one of the principal devotees who felt strongly that Srila Prabhupada should not travel. He should not travel. He should not go. But he felt that, you know, he was a relatively young devotee, you know, and he could not really fight with, you know, Lokanath Swami, you know, who was like senior to him, you know, by initiation and so forth, and joined before him. And he just joined, you know, a year or so, and he got, you know, 3 initiations within a year. But he was still feeling, you know, he was not. So he said, now I have hope. Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj has come. You know, he speaks Bengali, I speak Bengali. And Prabhupada is Bengali. You know. So he went to Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj confidentially, and he was just like outpouring his anxiety completely to Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He said, this is the situation. And he's literally in tears, you know, literally in tears. This is the situation, like that. And he begged, you know, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, you please go to Srila Prabhupada. You his God brother. He will listen to you. You his God brother. You please go and tell him, don't go. Don't go to Govardhan. So in the meantime, you know, Atama Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Maharaj at that time, they had been in Srila Prabhupada's quarters, but upstairs. You know, beautiful place, but upstairs. And they had been discussing amongst themselves, like that. And they were in so much in anxiety, you know, like they couldn't sleep, they couldn't eat, they were like pacing up and down, you know, it's like, you know, what to do, you know, hit your head like that, and, you know, and so forth. So much in anxiety. Like that. Expressions, deep expressions of their love, very, very deep expressions, you know, of the love. They did not know what to do and what to say. They were all completely besides themselves, like that. See? And then they came down into Srila Prabhupada's room where His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami and Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj were already seated by Srila Prabhupada's bed. And they don't know what happened. Like that. So they said, you know, Bhavananda Maharaj at that time and Tamal Krishna Goswami, they said, Srila Prabhupada, we are in too much anxiety. Like that. We don't know what to do. You please do not go. You please do not go. And they were like, you know, literally in tears, you know, please do not go. Then Srila Prabhupada responded and he looked at Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and he said, all right, I shall not put you in such extreme anxiety. I shall do as you have requested. Like that. And everyone became so relieved, you know, that Srila Prabhupada would not leave us. And then he said to Akinchana, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, just see how much of deep affection they have for me. Just see how much of deep affection they have for me. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, Srila Prabhupada, the way you are dealing with us is simply deepening our attachment for you at every moment. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, this is my mood, this is my consciousness, that I want you to be deeply attached to me. This is a lesson for us. This is a lesson for us. In the early days, the Mott Street Boys, headed up by Keith and Wally, Kirtanananda Swami later and Umapati Swami later, Kirtanananda Prabhu and Umapati Prabhu, the Mott Street Boys. Yeah. You know, they were, you know, practically gangsters, you know, in a lower Manhattan, in the Bowery, practically gangsters like that, yeah. So Srila Prabhupada was speaking about, you know, this Mayavadi, you know, this Mayavadi, this Mayavadi, you know, in his lectures. He was like repeating it, you know. And devotees knew at that time, in the early days when Srila Prabhupada used to speak, they hardly could understand his accent, you know, and they could hardly grasp what they were saying. But they knew it was very deep, it was very strong, and you know, it wants to penetrate their consciousness. And therefore they become attached to Srila Prabhupada, and not so much what he was speaking, because he cared for them. He cared for them. One time, our Brahmananda Prabhu at that time, you know, he was saying, you know, the love that Srila Prabhupada showed me, you know, my mother and father never showed me that love. Therefore, I am attached to him. So these Mott Street boys, you know, headed up by Keith and Wally, you know, they were hearing this Mayavadi, Mayavadi, Mayavadi. So they got together and they said, let's go and see Swamiji upstairs. So Prabhupada, you know, he said, come in, like that. What is it? You know. So Kirtananda, Prabhu at that time, yeah, he said, Srila Prabhupada, it looks like somebody is really bothering you. You know, like that. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, and who is that? He, you know, it's this Mr. Mayavadi. You know, you just give us his address. You give us his phone number. You know, we will sort it out and he will not bother you anymore. Like that. You know, and Srila Prabhupada, like, you know, he sat back and he just, like, you know, this like hasya ras. He just laughed and laughed and laughed. You know? And they were confused, you know. Srila Prabhupada started laughing. And then one of the others in the gang said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, you should know we are New Yorkers. And nobody messes with a New Yorker. We'll sort it out. You know? And another one of them said, you know, and Srila Prabhupada, you know, it's like, you know, this man is threatening, you know, because you said one time in your lecture something to the effect, and this Mayavadi, he wants to kill my Krishna. You know, means impersonal, kill the personality. He wants to kill my Krishna. But we, before he does that, we will kill him. Finish him. Just see how deep such a simple exchange, you know, with Srila Prabhupada, that gives meaning to the full meaning of Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Sunyavad Paschatade Satarine. That Srila Prabhupada wants to come and remove this impersonal and voidism. And they, the Mott Street boys, in their like innocence of their spiritual ignorance, they completely understood his message. That he wants to kill the impersonalism, not to kill Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after Srila Prabhupada came out of his hasya ras, you know, he became a very grave again. He said, yes, you all have understood my message and you have all have understood my mission. Just see in that simplicity of such a nice, wonderful exchange. Like that, yeah. And then later on, when they came out of the room, then Srila Prabhupada started giving more talks about impersonalism, what it actually means and so forth. And then they got it. They sort of got it, yeah. You should hear these very early 1966, 67 lectures. And the archives are still trying to rescue some of them still, you know. Like digitize and make it more clear and so forth. Beautiful, beautiful lectures of ours. Srila Prabhupada. Amazing, amazing. So later on, one of the devotees, his name, Dinabandhu Prabhu knows him very well from the early days, and he was quoting him. I just can't get the name now. Yeah. So they were discussing like that. And they said, we will do anything for Swamiji. Like that. Yeah. And then the devotee said, why? He said, no, he has his Krishna. But we don't know his Krishna. But we know him. We know him. Okay. We know his Krishna is very, very dear to him. We don't want anyone to touch his Krishna who is very, very dear to him. We don't know who this Krishna is, but we know him. You know him. And it's true. Even if we claim that we knew Krishna before Srila Prabhupada came in our life, it's actually nonsense. I can testify for that personally, brought up in strict, you know, Indian or Vedic culture. I knew Krishna, I knew Ra, but I only knew Krishna only after I read Srila Prabhupada's books. Not before that. You know, before that I knew Krishna as if he was my next door neighbor. You know, familiar. I know Krishna. I know Bhagavad Gita. Like that. But not like that after you read Srila Prabhupada's books. Like that. So gradually, when Govardhan Puja was approaching, Srila Prabhupada, he withdrew his consciousness. And 2 days later, which is our tithi for this time, it's almost 3 days, but just between 2 to 3 days later, Srila Prabhupada, he didn't manifest any external consciousness except that morning on November 14th, 1977, and that morning is like sort of final words. The devotees were in the room. The doctor came to see him, and he asked Srila Prabhupada, "Please take some medicine." You know, that's like a hope, you know, that the doctor came, "Please take some medicine," like that. And Srila Prabhupada replied in Hindi, "Meri kuch icha nahin," to the doctor. Because that's the language the doctor can understand best, is this. And that means, I have no desire. I have no desire. And that same day, in the evening, at 7:26 p.m., Srila Prabhupada, surrounded by his loving and affectionate disciples, winded up his manifest pastime and he left. All in the consciousness of Govardhan. All in the consciousness of Govardhan. Yeah. So we could safely conclude, not as an educated speculation, but we can safely conclude that Srila Prabhupada had a desire to have a place and to have a place at the foothills of Giriraj, Govardhan, such an appropriate festival for today in relation to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And how is that? Because it's the same thing for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, his beloved Guru Maharaj, like that. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even in his last days, where?
His last
where? In Kolkata, yeah. In Kolkata. He wasn't at Govardhan, he was in Kolkata. So in his last days, Govardhan comes to them. Govardhan comes to Srila Prabhupada. Govardhan comes to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. These are extraordinary special persons. They are not normal Mahabhagavats and Uttama Adhikaris. No. They are actually Shakta Avesh. It's beyond being a normal Bhagavat and Uttama Adhikari. The Ashakta, they're specially empowered, sent by Krishna to us, yes. And in his last days, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to constantly recite, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Constantly used to recite. And Prabhupada knew this, like that. And what it means, O Govardhan, please give me residence near to you. This is the actual consciousness of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it's the same consciousness of Srila Prabhupada in his last days. Like that, yeah. And here in Mayapur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established a replica of Vrindavan just up the road. You'll go. Of Shyamakund and Radhakund and Govardhan Hill. And you know, that Govardhan Hill is probably the size of this room, right? In his way. And it's just composed, you know, it's made up of like so many Govardhan Shilas that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta personally commissioned to bring, like that. Of course, in principle, one is not supposed to take, you know, a Govardhan Shilas from Vraj. Yeah. But if one does so, then one is supposed to leave the equivalent amount of gold. Equivalent amount of gold. Yes. Only a personality who had more than the equivalent amount of all the gold in the world, because all the wealth in the world cannot compare to one drop or one iota or one fraction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's Thakur's love for Vraj Mandala and especially Govardhan Hill. So he had that adhikar or necessary potency to bring so many Govardhan Shilas right here to Mayapur. Of course, Mayapur and Vraj Mandala are not different in so many ways. And he just created this wonderful mountain of Govardhan Shilas. And at that Govardhan Hill, if you happen to visit today, there's a plaque with a beautiful verse on the top, like that. And it says probably from a different Puranas, but it's also quoted in the Padma Purana, like that. So you can repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Govardhananamine.
Govardhananamine.
Ashesha Klesha Nasaya. Paramanandadayine.
Paramanandadayine.
It's a very simple and very deep, effective verse to enter the heart. Yeah. You can repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains,
whose name is Govardhan.
He destroys limitless afflictions, and he bestows the highest bliss. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
We have a few minutes. If there's any comments from so many wonderful devotees that are in our midst, you know, we have Harisori Prabhu there, Sureshwar Prabhu, Sori Prabhu, Mahatma Prabhu, and any of our Srila Prabhupada's disciples who are Matajis here? Where are you? Yes? Oh, Mother Ramaniya, I know her very well. Mataji, your name again? Huh? Oh, Such, you came the other day, yeah, when I was giving class, yeah. You have anything to tell us, sir? Please, sir. Is there a microphone here? She wants to say something, yes. Don't ask me a question. Give us some words of inspiration. You are senior to me in all respects, please.
When we heard that Srila Prabhupada was very, very sick, then we were all saying the prayer my dear Lord Krishna, if it is your desire, then please let Srila Prabhupada heal and stay with us. So Prabhupada told us that he was going to stay with us for another 10 years. So we were all very happy. And then his health declined again. And then we heard that Srila Prabhupada was asking for all of us. But not all of us went. We were mostly at our temples when Srila Prabhupada... And we heard about the discussion about him wanting to go on Parikram. And so we... Because everyone was using the telephone. There was no internet. There was telephone. So we kept hearing the intensity of Srila Prabhupada's desire to go on Parikram. So we were all also in anxiety. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Is Prabhupada going to go? And so we were being kept posted on this particular interaction. And we also heard about Niskinchana, his godbrother, that his godbrother came and spoke to him. But also, just one last thing is that we really wanted to see him and be with him. And so I remember 2 days before he left, he came in my dream. And I hadn't seen him, or I hadn't seen the situation he was in, but he came in my dream and he was on his bed and I was standing at the foot of his bed. And he looked up at me and he said, "So, never leave me." So I woke up and I was crying and crying because Prabhupada came to say goodbye to me. And I believe he came to many of the devotees to say that. So just hearing of your explanation, it just brings so much emotion because we miss Prabhupada so much. And yes. Of course, he's always with us.
Yes.
In his books, in our hearts, in our service, in his instructions. So it's just always very intense to hear of Srila Prabhupada leaving, because of course he doesn't leave, but his Vapu. So thank you for bringing up this memories.
Yes, we do miss him very much, that's true. Somebody else, maybe we balance it with one of the other illustrious disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are in our midst, please. Yes, sorry. We have some minutes. Sorry, he has a sorry. It's Hari sorry and sorry. Sorry. Switch it on, please, that microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
I remember when this happened, I was in the Hawaii temple and I was on the altar. I had finished the artik, and I was wiping the floor, and then a devotee came in and announced that Srila Prabhupada had departed. I didn't cry. But now, after many years of trying to practice Krishna consciousness and hearing your class, I feel that separation from Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
Separation is the highest feature of Krishna Prema and the highest feature of feeling love for Krishna's eternal associates also. Yes. It's clear, we do not know Krishna, but Srila Prabhupada knows Krishna. So we feel separation from Srila Prabhupada, we also feel separation from Krishna. It's a natural situation. All right, we'll have to go and take darshan of Srila Prabhupada's beloved deities, Shishirada Madhava, and look forward to the celebrations of Govardhan Puja in separation from Srila Prabhupada, who is residing around Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Shri Govardhan Puja Maha Motsava Ki Jai. Yatai Gaur Prem Anande. Hare Hare.